If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men in the Mouse, episode 104 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on March 28th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler.
Peter Mandel.
How are you?
Bat-tastic.
Oh, nice.
Not really. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So, pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, that's good. My hopes and dreams were shattered this past weekend, so...
Why? What happened?
Oh, well, the movie that I've been looking forward to for 3 years turned out to be extremely flawed.
Well... That's not good, but...
Well, yeah, that being Batman vs. Superman, obviously.
Right, right.
Liked it more on a second viewing, but that will be addressed later this week on Geek Watch Tower when Chris Alley and I dive into that and get all our feelings out.
Oh, God, I hope you didn't all see it twice.
I don't know if they saw it. I don't even know if Alley's seen it once yet.
That's so, a lot of hours.
Which she has to get on because if she... Okay. Anyway, anything Disney going on in your life?
Nothing too crazy at the moment. You?
Well, I went to I sat front row at Fantasmic the other night.
Okay.
And my friend Lexi decided it was a good idea for us to sit like right up front, and the water screens drenched us.
Does that normally happen?
No. Like the wind was like blowing just the right enough way where like it was like just a steady mist.
It's like you were in the splash zone at Jurassic World.
Kind of.
Right.
Except nothing got eaten. And then took one last walk down the streets of America, because that's gone as of Saturday.
Did you get all teary-eyed?
Not really. You know, it was kind of just like, I don't understand how this lasted this long.
Right.
but here's some big news for you. We were there for extra magic hours, because my friend Jamie, who runs Passholder.club, was staying on property that weekend. So we did extra magic hours with him, and we went... So. Toy Story Midway Mania had a 30-minute wait, and we were like, oh my gosh, we're finally going to get to see the animatronic Potato Head.
Okay.
Pete, it's gone.
No.
It's not there.
Why would it be gone?
One of the cast members gave me some kind of half-hearted explanation saying it'll probably be back, but like it just was not there. It was gone.
Wow. I got to be honest with you. I got to see it in California.
How was it?
Well, you know what they do there? They actually have it right in the front. So even if you're walking by the ride, you're not even going in the ride. You can sit there and watch it. And I'm like, oh, how great is this that they feature it? The one in Disney World, it's hidden somewhere. So
I mean, like, we're going through it. And, like, every like time we turn a corner, I'm like, oh, this is going to be it. Here comes that potato head. And we turn the corner, and there'd just be more line. And then until finally we turned the corner, and I saw where the fast pass line meets up with the standby line. And I was like, what just happened here? Like, I didn't even see a spot where the potato head could have been.
Right, right.
Which makes me wonder if there never was a potato head, and people were just playing a joke on me all these years.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, because I know you that well.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's just like a long game that they're playing.
Right.
Yeah, that was my weekend. Plus, you know, I've been to Disney Springs a few times, because that's where I've seen Batman vs. Superman.
How was that?
Not great. All right, so ready to jump into the news?
Let's do it. I like the news.
All right. The news this week, as always, brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. By the way, heard from Dave Weikert. Apparently, he had a very lovely birthday dinner on the 16th.
Oh, good.
Yes. He answered our question from last week. And he said he had a nice, lovely birthday dinner and booked a few new Disney trips. So there you go.
All right. That's something.
Yeah. I know the question was weighing on you since last week, so I had to get that out there. And as always, folks, if you want up-to-date daily Disney news, please check out our good friends over at passholder.club. It's run by my really good friend, Jamie. He does a phenomenal job with it. He's making graphics for everything. He's taking pictures. He's periscoping. You know, like, if you want to feel like a pass holder, you want to feel like you're here experiencing Orlando, check it out, passholder.club. They've also got a Facebook group and stuff like that. I go on it all the time. I'm in their group a lot. So come join the club. All right. So worldwide news. Ready for that?
Yes.
Let's go broad a little bit. The D23 Expo is returning in 2017 to Anaheim, California.
Okay. Is this the year we're going?
I would like to try.
Okay.
It's going to be July 14th through 16th, 2017. And tickets, Peter Mandel, go on sale this July 14th. July 14th, 2016.
We should really put that together.
We really should. Like, I really feel like that this needs to happen. I'll put some feelers out. I'll see what has to be done.
It's not hard. I'm telling you, we can make it work.
Okay. So in Disney Springs news, we have some concept art for the new Coca-Cola experience.
Okay.
It looks really awesome. It's like a very modern building. There's like a nice glass fixture right out front that has like a big Coca-Cola logo on it. It's mostly brick. I've seen the construction, because it's right over by where Planet Hollywood is.
Okay.
But it's behind a construction wall still, obviously. It's right in the town center area. It's going to have something called the Coca-Cola Polar Bear Experience in it, and I don't know what that is.
Oh, that sounds good, though.
What if it's not? Like, what if it's like you get to get thrown into a pen with a polar bear?
That sounds cool. I'd like to watch that.
You wouldn't want to, like, do it.
I feel like I'd be okay with the polar bear.
Why would you be? Polar bears are like the sharks of the land.
I know, but I've been to the Bronx Zoo and I see them playing with, you know, giant, like, pretty much like kickballs, kind of. So I would just like throw them a ball and, you know, have
but
fun.
But imagine you are the ball.
Well, also, I don't know if you know this, polar bears are, you can trick them by giving them a Coke. They're really into, you know.
They're really into drinking.
Regular classic Coke.
They're very into high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also going to be a rooftop beverage bar, which sounds awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So as Coke fans such as yourself, this may be the thing that finally draws you back into the loving arms of the Disney Springs.
Yeah, I would definitely have to do that. Plus, and I'm going to say something exceptionally weird, so please don't judge.
Okay.
The polar bear is my spirit animal.
What?
Yeah, I know. I have people here who are like spirit animal experts.
And they said the polar bear for you? What, like, did they just look at you when they were just like, polar bear?
No, apparently it's a long process to kind of like figure out somebody's like spirit animal.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Did they say why you're a polar bear?
I'm sure there were reasons. I would really like to know what Kevin Kessler's spirit animal is. That'd be awesome.
I would like to know that too. Could you imagine if it's like a shark?
That'd be great.
That'd not be great. So the Deluxe Burger, the new Disney Burger place that's coming to Disney Springs has announced the lineup of burgers that they will be having.
Okay.
The classic cheeseburger, the barbecue burger, the El Diablo burger, which is like a spicy one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The Southern Classic burger, which has got like bacon and stuff on it. The Cluck burger, which is a chicken burger. A veggie burger. And then they're also going to have gelato shakes, one of which is a s'mores gelato shake.
It's okay. Like
a chocolate shake with marshmallows in it and graham cracker bits. Sounds all right. Amazing. They're also going to have salted caramel, strawberry, raspberry, chocolate, and vanilla. There will also be alcoholic versions with spirits. They released some photos of what these burgers look like. They look like they're small. Because like everything I've seen, you get it on like a little like pallet with two of them.
It's almost better in a way, you know?
Yeah. You know, I saw another thing. I hadn't seen anything about this place, but when I was in Springs the other day, I actually saw this, like, this little brick shack almost over by World of Disney. And it's B.B. Wolf Sausage Company, and it's themed to the Big Bad Wolf.
Oh, wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's going to be the place where to get, like, barbecue sausage and stuff like that. Which then, you know, my friend pointed out to me that sausage is made out of pigs.
Right.
So I was like, well, I guess that house shouldn't have been built out of straw, huh?
Da-dun-dun.
Mm-hmm. No, but, like, I love anything themed to, like, little-known characters like Big Bad Wolf. So I think that'll be cool. Ready for some Magic Kingdom news?
Yes, please.
That is sponsored this week by Magic Band Budget. Don't lose track of your vacation expenses. Manually track and budget what you're spending while at Disney World with Magic Band Budget on the Apple app, on the iOS App Store, available in the on iTunes or by visiting magicbandbudget.com. So we have confirmed dates for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party this year.
Okay.
They've added some. It's starting early. First one, September 2nd.
Huh. Wow. That's really early.
That's super early. You know what? It's got to be because they all sold out last year.
I mean, that's like borderline summer.
Yeah. It's four. It's actually only four more dates. Last year it was 25. This year it's 29. So it's September 2nd, 8th, 11th, 13th, 16th, 18th, 20th, 23rd, 25th, 29th, and 30th. Then October 2nd, 4th, 6th, 7th, 10th, 11th, 13th, 14th, 16th, 18th, 20th, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 28th, 30th, and 31st. I did not see any November. Like, I didn't see the customary November 1st date in there either.
I know. It doesn't make sense. Why not just go, like, you know, 3 days into November, too? But
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, Halloween's over. It's time to broom it all. But, yeah, so starting September 2nd, that's a game changer. No, there has been no pricing announced, nor the on sale date has also not been announced. They've also clarified the costume policy, Peter Mandel.
Oh, this I'm interested in.
Adults 14 and older can, in fact, wear costumes. However, they are discouraged from wearing layered costumes or costume props that surround the entire body, as they may be subject to additional security screening. Additionally, costumes may not contain any weapon that resembles or could easily be mistaken for an actual weapon.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, pretty much nothing's changed.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so the Magic Kingdom After Hours event that we've rumored last week has been confirmed.
Right, yeah, I know.
Hard ticket event, $150 for 3 hours with limited attractions and no actual food.
So what do you think the actual ticket number is going to be?
I don't know.
I mean, I would imagine it's low. It's kind of like what we talked about last time. Like, how can you afford to pay everybody if you're only having, you know, $100,000 worth of people in the park?
Exactly.
But, you know, this is how you don't pay everybody. You have minimal ride staff at just the big ones. You have no shops and, you know, one restaurant open.
They've announced Big Thunder, Princess Fairytale Hall, the Town Square Theater, Peter Pan, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and Space Mountain. Plus many more, quote. The dates are April 14th, 21st, 28th, and May 5th, 8th, 12th, and 19th. So, yeah, I just can't. I think, honestly, I think if this thing sells out, I think we've seen the end of extra magic hours at the Magic Kingdom.
I don't know.
I think extra magic hours will just be Epcot Studios and Animal Kingdom, and Magic Kingdom will become this hard-ticketed thing.
I can't believe that that would really be true. But
to put this in perspective, last year with the annual pass discount, which is not a huge discount, mind you, my Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party ticket was $75. That was a 5-hour event where the entire park was open. We had exclusive fireworks shows, parades, characters, and trick-or-treating, and you could wear a costume. It was right. Half the price for 5 hours. But now, note that when we announced the not-so-scary dates, there were no pricing announced with it. Because I want to see, I bet you, the not-so-scary tickets are $150.
No.
I bet you.
No way.
If they're charging it for 3 hours for this thing, how could they could charge more than $150?
I'll tell you why. Maybe this is just me, but in my mind, I feel like this new hard ticket event is really being geared not at the family, which is fine.
Who do you think it's geared toward? Adults?
Yeah. You get a couple, you know, two people, you know, who want to go. It's $300. They get to go really have their run of the park for 3 hours.
You want to know the
why else would it be till 2 a.m? Why is that time frame okay? Because, you know, they can kind of do that.
You want to know what else really cheeses me off about this is there's no annual pass discount.
Yeah, I get that.
Because honestly, like, Disney does not, to be perfectly honest, and I don't mean to get overly negative, but they don't treat their annual pass holders very well.
Well,
because they don't want them.
I was just going to say, I mean, also the majority of park goers are, you know, the real dollars are made on vacation people, right. You know?
Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, at the end of the day, all the annual pass really needs to do is get me into the park every day.
Right.
So, I Universal's the same way. They don't treat their annual pass holders very well either. SeaWorld treats them like royalty because they need them.
Right. It's all supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. So, with this, did you hear about this early morning Magic event?
No.
Yep. Hard ticket event for the mornings at Magic Kingdom, Peter Mandel.
Really?
Yep.
Starting at what time?
You know what? For some reason, I didn't write down the time that it starts. But I believe it's like 2 hours before park opening, something like that. It's pretty much the same kind of deal.
What's it going to start? 6 in the morning?
What?
What's it going to start? 6 a.m.?
Possibly. You know what? I think it extends into the actual park opening as well, because there is a breakfast involved.
Okay.
This is $70, but it's only Fantasyland.
Makes sense.
And when I say only Fantasyland, I mean Mine Train, Winnie the Pooh, and Peter Pan.
You know what, though? Again, look at the crowd that's marketed that.
Yep. I agree. And you know what? This is, I think that it is good in one way, because these are, like, Peter Pan and Mine Train are the two hardest to get fast passes on property.
Right.
So, you know, offer, like, that's probably worth the price. Plus, you get a continental breakfast at Pinocchio Village House. And this is not your typical continental breakfast, because I saw continental breakfast and I think of the Best Western continental breakfast, which is like a couple right. tiny boxes of cereal and like a bagel. Like right. this is like pastries and eggs and bacon and Mickey waffles and fruit and cheese and meats and things like that. So like it's an actual like Disney breakfast. But now, can you get $70 worth out of the breakfast and like the three rides?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. And again, this is why I think extra magic hours at Magic Kingdom are being phased out.
Man, I don't know.
They're doing them in the morning and the night now with these hard ticket events. Unless they're just going to do, they'll do extra magic hours as usual, but they'll add these hard ticket events in there periodically.
You know, I got to be honest with you. If they phased out extra magic hours at Magic Kingdom, I'm not even sure I would mind. I mean, it might be a little different, but it's not like I can't go. I would never spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a ton of time there anyway.
Speaking of things you never do, and things that Disney wants to now charge for, parades and fireworks have been removed from FastPass Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can no longer do it. That's effective immediately. But they have these brand new, awesome, you know, viewing locations. You want to know what I think, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
I think within the next month, we get an announcement that says, for the low, low price of $50 per person, you can get prime viewing for fireworks and for parades.
I don't understand who would fast pass, like,
lots
fireworks
of anyway. Lots of people fast pass the fireworks. And we've always said it, but, like, since I've been down here, a lot of people do it. Not anymore, but I bet you they want to charge for it.
I don't know. I need to actually see.
Like, and I know people are just kind of like, well, then just don't buy it. But like, it bothers me.
Yeah, but I mean, that is the, you want to make your voice heard? Don't buy it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to buy it. So, no Epcot news this week. No Animal Kingdom news this week. We have some Hollywood Studios news sponsored by thecookandwookie.com for all your recipe needs, which is go over there to thecookinwookie.com. The writer's stop is going to remain open after April 2nd.
Okay.
Originally, the home of the second most popular snack on property, the carrot cake cookie, was going to be closing along with everything else this Saturday, April 2nd. Now, which is funny because I was just like, my friends and I just kind of like discovered hanging out at the writer's stop. Like, it's like our central perk.
Upset you made that reference, but okay.
I know. We hate friends on this show, but it's like we hung out in the writer's stop for like a good hour the other night.
I can see that. It's a really nice place.
It's nice. There's couches. There's, you know, books to read. We all split a carrot cake cookie and had coffee, and it was just really nice. But apparently, it's not going to be themed to writing and books anymore. It's going to be more. It's going to be a cafe to be more in theme with sci-fi dining.
Huh. Oh, that could be even better.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. So it's going to be open. It's going to open 11:30 a.m. and remain open 1 hour before sci-fi closes for the night. It's going to have a new range of home and kitchen goods on sale, and will offer a menu featuring pastries, coffee, pretzels, cheese plates, and alcoholic beverages.
Hmm. Now, I don't know. I think it could be good. I know a lot of people probably, you know, say at the writer's stop, you know, would change, but it sounds like it could be good.
Now, I want to run this by you because this is strictly a rumor. So this is kind of just hearsay and conjecture that we're going to just ponder on here. Jim Hill, who gets a lot of really big in Disney insider news, has broken that he heard the major name being thrown around for the renaming of Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Tell me.
Cinemagic Kingdom.
Can't be.
I mean, that would be the worst thing ever. Could you imagine?
But it can't be.
That's what I said. Everyone's like, oh, that might be, though, because like his stuff's usually right. He does get a lot of insider info. Like, you know, he does break a lot of stories. I can't see this one being right. Could you imagine being like, oh, I'm going to Cinemagic Kingdom? You mean Magic Kingdom? No, Cinemagic Kingdom.
The CMK. Yeah.
Like, what is that? Magic Kingdom with cinnamon sprinkled on it? Yes. Yes, it is.
I don't know. It can't be.
I would never call it that. Despite the show and having to be responsible about that kind of stuff, I would continue to call it Disney's Hollywood Studios or DHS.
Yeah, we would have to come up with a better name and call it that.
The best name for it, I think, is Disney's Hollywood Adventure. Because yeah, it coincides with Disney's California Adventure.
I know. They are like, you know, so many of those, they have so many shared properties, you know?
You know what? And I understand wanting to drop the studios from the name, because as much as you would never think this would be a thing, because we know so much about Disney, when I'm driving for Uber, I have a lot of people, Pete, a lot of people who don't know the difference between Disney's Hollywood Studios and Universal Studios.
Oh, I know. I hear it in here all the time.
Like, they think that Harry Potter is in Hollywood Studios.
Hopefully not as they're going there, but
I've had it happen. Driving people to Hollywood Studios and they're like, oh, we can't wait to go on Harry Potter. And I'm like, oh, well, you're doing that another day or something?
Oh, that's a shame.
You have to tell this family of four that they have to go spend another $400 if they want to do that.
Now, have you heard this weird online rumor about Tower Terror?
Yes, I wanted to discuss that as well. Another rumor that they're talking about a Guardians of the Galaxy overlay.
I love Guardians of the Galaxy.
But I feel like Tower of Terror has got to stay Twilight Zone.
You know, if they changed it in California, that'd be one thing. I don't think they can change it to one in Orlando just because it is themed so well.
Right.
But I don't even really get the theming.
Here's my thing. If you're going to change a DHS attraction into Guardians of the Galaxy, with the amazing soundtrack that Guardians of the Galaxy has and the fact that nobody really cares about Aerosmith, why don't you just change Rock and Roller Coaster?
Yeah, but Rock and Roller Coasters.
Could you imagine if you turned it into like a Guardians of the Galaxy like spaceship roller coaster?
It'd be cool.
And you have like awesome mix volume one playing in the background.
Right. I mean, that'd be awesome.
I would love that. So, so we got a new category this week, Pete, SeaWorld News.
Oh, wow.
Probably not going to have you a lot here usually, but this was worth mentioning. SeaWorld announced.
SeaWorld News, it's still open.
Mm-hmm. That is news every day. They have announced that their orca breeding efforts are ending.
Okay.
They're not breeding any more orca whales or killer whales.
Right.
The generation that they have now will be the last generation. They will continue to be at SeaWorld. But they're not breeding. There will be no more baby Shamus. They are not breeding them anymore. Now, one might be like, oh, well, you know, this is a great humanitarian move by SeaWorld. It should also be noted that Tilikum, the main character of the Blackfish documentary that killed a couple of trainers, who is also their main breeder, they just announced that he's dying.
Okay, all makes sense.
He's got some kind of bacterial infection. So, well, at first it seemed like they're finally listening about this, that, and the other thing. It just turns out that they're losing their breeder and they don't want to go get another one. That being said, they've also said that they're going to be transitioning the orca shows away from like having them perform for our amusement and more about like learning about them. And, you know, like kind of how, like, the safari is at Disney where, like, you learn about the animals and their environment and how to help with conservation efforts. Supposedly, that's what the orca experience is going to be going forward.
I would like that. I like that. I think it just sounds...
Yeah.
In today's day and age, I mean, that stuff is fun, you know?
You know, and here's my thing. Like, I never felt bad for the dolphins at SeaWorld because the dolphins typically stay in an area about the size of their enclosure at SeaWorld for their entire lives. You know, and the dolphins are—they
right.
seem happy. I mean, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. They seem happy. Orca whales, like killer whales, they migrate thousands upon thousands of miles a year. So the confines of a tank like that cannot be like it goes against their nature.
Yeah, I get that.
You get it. So yeah, we got some Universal news. We have seen five of the creatures for Skull Island: Reign of Kong. Ready for this?
Oh, cool. Tell me about it. Yep.
The Vastatosaurus Rex looks like a big T-Rex, basically.
Okay.
The Pteropus Mordax looks like a flying demon. The Carnictus is like a giant slug with teeth. The Arachnoclaw is like a spider mixed with a lobster. And the Decarnosimex looks like a giant cockroach with lobster claws.
Okay.
You can find pictures of all these over at passholder.club. That's where I pulled it from. So the pictures are probably better than my explanation. Before we break for commercial, you want to hear who the Dream 16 are for the for March Magic?
Oh, yeah. Let's see who made it.
Okay. So over in Walt Disney World, we got the Ghouls, Grayson Manor Ghouls, the Star Tours Troopers, the Liberty Square Independents, actually. Beat the Country Bears out.
Huh.
The Future World Phoenicians. Course. The Tower of Terror bellhops, the Yetis, the Andapur Yetis, the Tomorrowland Movers, and the Space Mountain Blast.
Okay.
Over on the West Coast, we've got the Caribbean Cannonballs, the Soarin' Gliders, the Abominable Snowmen, the Jungle Cruise Skippers, the Toad Hall Mayhem, the Small World Travelers, the Big Thunder Mountain Goats upsetting Splash Mountain, and the Haunted Mansion Holiday. So there you go, Pete.
Right. Not many surprises over there.
Nope. Okay, so we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back
not bad.
With our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. It sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weicker autograph books.
Of course.
All Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weicker.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. On a Walt Disney World vacation, have you ever let your Magic Band account balance get out of control? We all have. Don't lose track of your vacation expenses. Manually track and budget your spending while at Disney World with Magic Band Budget, an iOS app available in the iTunes App Store. Magic Band technology is great, however, spending can get a little out of control quickly because it's so easy and fun to use. Save money by tracking and budgeting your expenditures before you get an unpleasant surprise when your bill arrives upon checkout. Magic Band Budget is the only app of its kind designed for quick and easy input so you can enjoy your vacation with your family while keeping yourself at ease knowing your exact Magic Band balance. Just listen to this review. I just used this on my 10-day trip to Walt Disney World and it worked very well. Entering the receipts for our 6-person family on the go saved a lot of time. We actually changed some of our eating behaviors as the food budget began to explode. Thanks for such a useful app. Magic Band budget features include a personalized trip budgeting tool set for your spending limits, an easy input expense tracker with graphs and percentages of budget used, a customizable countdown clock with Facebook integration, a helpful vacation savings fund tracker, tips, tricks, and so much more. Download Magic Band Budget today in the iTunes App Store or by visiting magicbandbudget.com. Do you want to embrace the inner gourmet in your life? Do you tire of a life of hot dogs, ramen noodles, and Pop-Tarts? Do you long to wow your loved ones with homemade delicious meals and chuck that kid cuisine in the trash? Well, good thing we've got thecookinwookie.com. The Cookin' Wookie is a food and recipe blog designed to walk you through recipes that will dazzle your dinner table. Tim Elbing is our Wookiee host, and he will take you on a culinary journey that will make you and all of your dinner guests thankful at your next Life Day feast. So let the Wookiee win your loyalty, folks, and head over to thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. Fire up your oven, and may the forks be with you.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Folks, talking about Disney is one of the tent poles that this show is built on. It's one of the things that we love to do more than anything. It's what Pete and I used to do before we even had a show. Talk about Disney. Hypothetical situations about Disney. And that is why this week I'm borrowing a segment from another show here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, The Extra Magic Hour, used with the blessing of Dimitri Ravanis, who's the co-host of that show. And I was actually a guest on that show last week. They basically played a game called Disney Would You Rather. Would You Rather is, would you rather do this or would you rather do that, but with Disney?
Would you rather see Batman vs. Superman or Civil War?
Yeah, pretty much that. Funny, I would have had a wildly different answer to that a week ago. So we polled you guys on our Facebook discussion group, which is facebook.com/groups/2menandamouse. We were like, well, what do you guys want to hear us talk about? What are your would you rather questions? And you guys responded. So this week for our e-ticket attraction of the week, Pete and I are playing a game of Disney Would You Rather, as dictated by you guys, the mousers of Two Men and the Mouse. And this week, the e-ticket attraction is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers, a premier Disney stroller rental company that will deliver straight to your Disney resort. You can find them over at kingdomstrollers.com. Okay, so first and foremost, the example that I gave in the beginning, I said to them, would you rather spend an entire day with free entry at the Magic Kingdom, but you must eat 3 table service meals in the park that day, or get fast passes for any and every ride in Magic Kingdom, but you can't purchase food at all in the park? So free entry, but you have to eat 3 table service meals, or pay to get in, get fast passes to everything, but you can't purchase any food.
You know, I feel like if you got fast passes to everything, you could bang it out pretty quick.
Yeah, I do too. Honestly, I think I want to go with fast passes to everything on that one.
I think I would also.
Yeah, because you know what? 3 table service meals in Magic Kingdom? Where are you going?
Yeah, you know, the food at MK isn't the selling point for me anyway.
You're going to be, what are you going to go to Be Our Guest for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Right.
You know, I can't see wasting time going to Tony's or to Skipper Canteen probably never again. Okay, so Jillian Lassiter says, would you rather get a VIP tour of Magic Kingdom, but you must wear flip-flops and a poncho, or eat a free meal at Coral Reef while a shark stares at you in the tank at your table?
I feel like this one's aimed at me, actually.
Because I feel like it's kind of aimed at me.
Yeah, no, I was just being facetious.
Oh, okay. I can't see you because we have the video off, so. All right, so what do you got?
I've never worn flip flops, so I don't know if I could make it in flip flops. So I would take the meal.
I would take the meal too. The shark, there's enough glass between me and the shark where, you know, like I can threaten him. Like I can eat,
right.
I can eat the free fish and be like, this could be you.
Right. Yeah. You're really showing him like, hey, we're eating seafood.
Yeah, exactly. And you're in the sea and you could be food. So. Chelsea Golden asks, would you rather bring back your favorite extinct attraction or develop a brand new one? So I had to think, what is my favorite extinct attraction? And I would probably go with, I guess Maelstrom.
I would always take a new one.
Yeah, I honestly think I would take a new one. Something new as opposed to something old. I mean, there really are no extinct attractions where I'm like, I miss this every day of my life, you know?
Right.
Leah Alton says, would you rather have a 2-night trip staying at the Grand Floridian with free dining, including Victoria and Albert's, or a 1-week trip at All Star Music with nothing included?
Huh. Wait, now repeat this one more time for
me. Okay. Would you rather have a 2-night trip where you're staying at the Grand Floridian with free dining, including Victoria and Albert's, or a one-week trip at All Star Music with nothing included?
Oh, give me the one-week trip.
I'm saying the one-week trip as well.
I mean, essentially, I only sleep in that room, so.
Christina McSheffrey says the week at All-Star, too. I think most people would take the week at All-Star. And for the last one, yeah. With the extinct attraction or develop a new one, Adam Rose actually said, bring back Alien Encounter.
Ugh.
Tara Dawn says, would you rather be stuck on It's a Small World for 6 hours or do Stitch's Great Escape 20 times in a row?
Huh. This what's the time frame one. For that, do you think?
What?
Well, what's the time frame for Stitch's Great Escape?
20 times. I would say Stitch's Great Escape with pre-show has got to be at least 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Okay. So 20 minutes, 20 times. So, you know, even if you're talking the same amount of time
so
for both.
So it's 3 times in 1 hour. If,
right.
If I have the timing correct. And
I bet you could pull
three.
Four.
So probably be
I bet
the
you
same.
Could pull four. And,
what?
Yeah. You know, I bet you it's 4 an hour. So you're probably talking 5 hours. I will take Stitch's Great Escape purely because I just don't want to be confined to that boat sitting there. It's got to be uncomfortable.
You know what? I'm going to go with Small World. I really don't like Stitch's Great Escape.
I don't either, but at least I get to walk around and sit next to different people. And
yeah. Ben Power says, would you rather be a face character or like Gaston or, you know, some or Aladdin or wear a character face like a Goofy or a Mickey? See, now this one I have to think about because
yeah, this is a good
face
one.
Character interactions are interesting because you can talk, but I feel like as a head character, I could make faces of people and no one would know.
Yeah, no, I'd rather be a head character.
I think I'd rather be a face character, to be honest. I feel like the conversation would be easier than having to emote non-verbally.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, I think I'd rather be a head character.
Scott Farney says, would you rather scale the Mexico Pyramid or go cliff diving in Canada? Needless to say, you're going to be escorted from the park, but how are you going to be remembered?
I mean, now that's a tough one.
This is a good one. I like this one.
Yeah.
I think I have to go cliff diving in Canada.
I think I would, too.
And I think he stated that you survive.
Right. Yeah. I would assume that's
so
part of the equation.
Yeah, because it was asked. Dee Dee Herring says, would you rather have a lifetime pass to the parks, but every time you go, you must wear retro 70s attire and speak jive, or have a personal tour guide accompany you for a week and backdoor all attractions, but you must sing everything you say in the tune of a Disney song? I like this one. This one might be my favorite one. Because imagining you doing either of these
now,
things
is amazing.
Now, what's
the second option?
So the first option is you have a lifetime pass, but every time you go, you have to wear retro 70s attire and speak jive. Or you
okay.
can have a personal tour guide who accompanies you for a week in the parks and gets you backdoor onto all the attractions, but you have to sing everything you say in the tune of a Disney song.
Okay, well, little known fact, other than to my, like, wife and kids, I pretty much sing everything I say anyway.
Yeah, I'm going with the singing, too.
And again, purely time frame. Wait a minute, you're saying lifetime pass, so for the rest of my life I have to do that. Whereas even if I chose option B, it's only for a week. I can
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. I can sing everything I do for a week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, geez, I would do that for fun. You should have put that up against something awesome.
I know. Like speaking jive and wearing retro 70s attire, like, for the rest of my life in the parks, that's a commitment.
Yeah, and not good commitment.
All right, here's another one that I think is directed specifically at me. Would you rather swim through the shark reef in Typhoon Lagoon or be locked in a cage with the owl from Flights of Wonder?
That's so funny.
Honestly, these are like this is the darkest choice of my life. I got to go shark reef, I think.
Okay, why?
I don't want to be in a cage with that owl.
Right.
Like, the sharks have not attacked me. The owl has.
Right.
So I feel like that's something that has to happen.
No, that makes sense.
What about you? Shark reef or the owl?
I got to be honest with you. I would do either, so it's hard to say. You know, I'll take the owl just because, you know, why not?
You would want to be in a confined space with an owl.
I don't mind owls.
Like a big owl with a huge wingspan that has punched your friend in the face.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe I got to hear his side of it.
I don't think he has a side of it. He's an owl.
Well, you might not think that, but maybe that's why he punched you in the face.
But then what if it's like a really long, boring story, like Owl from Winnie the Pooh? Oh, well, my aunt...
Love Owl from
Winnie the Pooh. My aunt Gertilda on my mother's side said to my Uncle Albert, you should punch a man in the face who has excellent hair.
I'm going to go Owl.
You're going Owl. Okay. Jamie Doris says, would you rather wait on Soarin' Standby for 2 hours only to find that it's closed? or get an all day fast and then get an all day fast pass for the next day, or wait on standby for 1 hour when it's open. It's kind of an odd one.
Oh, give me the all day fast pass the next day.
No, seriously, I'll wait for 2 hours. Which Christina McSheffrey also said the 2 hours. Gareth Kinnear said, would you rather try to eat a Dole Whip on Tower of Terror or at a table for two opposite the freaky moon face from Journey into Your Imagination? So you're eating a Dole Whip. You can either do it on Tower of Terror while it drops, or it would be right. You and I sitting at a table opposite the moon face as it stares at us and sings.
I would take the moon face challenge just because I feel like potentially it might be neater.
I would too. I could probably close my eyes with the moon, whereas Tower of Terror, you know, like that Dole Whip's going everywhere.
No, I think we would have to face them. You know what I mean?
So you think that closing your eyes would be cheating?
Yeah, you got to accept your fate here.
Okay. All right. I'm with you on that. I'll still go moon. Katie Causer says, which face character would you rather have dinner with? Gaston, but you have to compliment him every 5 minutes, or the Mad Hatter and listen to him say tea every 5 minutes? I'm going Mad Hatter on that one.
Yeah, Mad Hatter I think would be more fun.
Yeah, and I could just do the Mad Hatter voice back at him, you know?
Yeah, I think Mad Hatter definitely gets that one.
Tara Dawn says, would you rather have complete control of the future of Hollywood studios for the next 20 years or have a one-week paid vacation with all of your preferred ADRs and no waits for attractions and character meet and greets? So here's the thing. Do you want to make your mark on a park for 20 years or have 1 week with, like, awesomeness? You're thinking about this one.
I mean, I think this one, it's a no-brainer. I mean, geez, complete control over park for how long? 20 years?
I mean, yeah, like control of
Cinemagic. I got to be honest with you, I've had awesome trips.
Yeah, control of Cinemagic Kingdom for 20 years, I'm good. I can do that.
Yeah, I mean, go in January. You'll have an awesome trip. You'll get all your ADRs.
Yes.
I would love that.
All right, Ben Power says, this is an interesting, I want to hear what you're going to say with this one. Would you rather spend 1 day at Magic Kingdom with all attractions as a walk-on or 1 week at Universal with normal wait times?
All right, wait, now break this down again.
So it's one day at Magic Kingdom, but you can walk on to anything, no waits, or an entire week's vacation at Universal Studios.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that I'm only going on vacation for a day?
Yeah, it would be a one-day trip to the Magic Kingdom or a one with no waits or a one-week trip to Universal with waits.
I mean, purely vacation time alone, I would take Universal.
Don't put experience into it. Like, do you think 1 day at Magic Kingdom with no lines is better than a week at Universal?
I mean, I think we're really underselling Universal at that point.
I'd probably take the week at Universal. I feel like a week of just Universal is too much time.
No, of course it is.
I can do everything at Universal in a day.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jim Swarthout.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I thought you chose.
No, I did. I would take the week.
Okay, good. We're on the same page then. Jim Swarthout says, choose one. Which would you rather tear down and replace with an entirely new attraction? Space Mountain or Splash Mountain? I think I'd have to go Space as well.
Splash has too much story. It's got too much character to it.
Yeah, Gareth
Space
Kinnear,
Mountain's just... Yeah. Oh, your roller coaster, they turn the lights off on, you know?
Gareth Kinnear says, I'm saving Splash. Ben Power says, if it's keep and retheme Splash, but if it's tear down Space. Amanda Welker says, keep Splash. So everyone's tearing down Space Mountain, pretty much.
I mean, honestly, the thing I would miss the most about Space Mountain is the actual building. I love the shape of the building.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too. Gareth Kinnear says, would you rather spend a day at Universal Studios with a Disney-style fast pass or a day at Magic Kingdom and pay for an express pass like Universal has?
Huh.
Universal with a Disney fast pass, hands down.
I agree. And only because I feel like if they did that at Universal, it's all predicated on how many people actually bought it. So if a lot of people buy the Universal style fast pass option, then really it's not getting you in all that fast anyway.
Agreed. Mikey Wisenhunt says, would you rather spend the night in Walt's apartment in Disneyland on Main Street during the Christmas parade or the Cinderella Castle Dream Suite during Celebrate the Magic?
Huh.
Here's the thing. I feel like Celebrate the Magic doesn't really have an effect on the Cinderella Castle Dream Suite because the windows face out the back.
Right. Listen, really, the show almost doesn't matter. It's inconsequential.
Right.
It's would you rather spend an hour in one or the other?
Yeah, the night, not an hour.
Right.
So would you rather spend a night in Walt's apartment or the Cinderella Castle Dream Suite?
I know I would take the Dream Suite for my family, but if it was just
take
me,
that out
I would
of the
have
equation.
To go.
It's just you.
I'd have to go Walt's apartment.
I would have to go. I'd go the Castle Dream Suite. Hands
I get
down.
That.
Chelsea Golden agrees with you. She says Walt's apartment hands down.
I just like Walt too much.
Tara Dawn says, would you rather only be able to drink Beverly soda on your trip? That's the Italy soda from Club Cool.
Right.
Or have fruit as your only snack option.
Oh, give me the fruit.
Yeah, give me the fruit.
I always said go home feeling I did something healthy.
Right. Like I feel good about myself because I ate healthy and I actually enjoy fruit. Whereas the drinking Beverly for an entire trip would be akin to torture.
Right.
Mikey Wiseman says, would you rather have a sunny eclipse meet and greet or all you can drink at Epcot?
Well, for me, this one's relatively easy. I don't drink. So.
I know, so you want the sunny eclipse. For me, I'm going sunny eclipse also because I don't have to drink to have a good time.
Right. So, you know, sunny eclipse all the way.
Katie Nelson says, would you rather have unlimited amounts of snack options with your dining plan or get to eat at any table service restaurants as many times as you want without any type of ADR?
I will take the table service restaurants. And the reason why I say that is because, like, the trip I just went on with six people, at the end, I found myself literally having to blow snack options.
Right.
So having more would not have done me good.
See, I feel like it's snacks for me.
Well, again, when I go on vacation, when you go, it's like for a day, you know?
But, I mean, like, if I'm going on a vacation. Like if I didn't live here, I would say the snacks probably because I don't want to spend all that time. I'll get more snacks than I will go to table service restaurants.
Right.
All
right.
Michael Fernandez asks, would you rather ride Space Mountain with the lights on or Jungle Cruise with no skipper?
Jungle Cruise with no skipper. Would that mean that like anyone could just get up and like come near the boat?
Nope. The boat just goes on its own. No skipper.
I like Jungle Cruise enough. I would take Jungle Cruise.
I would do Space Mountain with the lights on. Jillian Lassiter says, I did the ladder on the Keys to the Kingdom tour, and it was a snooze fest. Being Jungle Cruise with no skipper. Matt Bastani asks, would you rather have to ride the Tower of Terror as a means of admittance to any park or never go to Disney again? I would ride Tower of Terror.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
Bridget Schultz asks, would you rather watch Stacy's Must Do Disney on repeat all day or sit through Carousel of Progress all day? So you know Stacy's Must Do Disney on the,
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
That's the that's on the TV at the resorts.
I'm trying to think which one is an easier place to fall asleep.
I would assume Stacy's Must Do Disney because you can be in bed watching it.
Yeah, I will definitely take that.
Yeah. Jillian Sorrow says, I think I've done both on one trip. Dee Dee Herring says, would you rather listen to Sunny Eclipse's Planetary Boogie over and over again as you eat at Cosmic Rays or have Sunny Eclipse removed and never heard from again? I think I'd obviously want the Planetary Boogie.
Yeah, I don't even understand this one. What was the first option again?
I think Dee Dee is trying to say that the planet, I guess, is annoyed by the Planetary Boogie.
Okay.
Like if it was just played endlessly on loop, but typically I'm only in Cosmic Rays for about 30 minutes. I can handle it.
Oh, I listen to it in my car all the time, so
I feel like I like it enough where I can. Amanda Welker says, would you rather have the rumored Muppets-themed area in Hollywood Studios with the restaurant, character experiences, and Muppets 3D changed into a live variety show like the Muppet Show used to be, or have an area around the Tomorrowland Terrace themed for Sunny Eclipse, where Sunny is a face character doing live sets and there's an attraction like Figment where you travel to the planet Zork and can see holographic space angels. Muppets.
I would have to take Sunny on this one.
I figured you were going to take Sunny, but I need my Muppets. Amanda Welker also says, would you rather get rid of magic bands and have the paper fast pass system or decrease the ticket prices but only get 2 fast passes a day?
Okay, so go back to the original version.
So get rid of the magic. You get rid of FastPass Plus, and you have the old FastPass system back, or you make the tickets to Disney World cheaper. Like you decrease the ticket price, like slash it in half, but you only get 2 fast passes a day.
Like no more after the first 2.
Yeah, like you're done.
Why? I mean, I love the original system, so why wouldn't I? You know, I would love that.
I think I would go with the original system as well.
I mean, it's one of the things I liked about going to Disneyland is, you know, the old school Fast Pass. I thought that was fun.
Tiffany Walsh asks, would you rather have an all expenses, all-inclusive paid trip to the deluxe resort of your choice, but you can't step foot in any of the parks and Disney Springs, or you get stuck sharing a room with a stranger at an all-star resort, but you have free VIP treatment, no lines for any rides, shows, or dining in all of the parks and Disney Springs?
I will stay at the deluxe resort.
Really? You'll stay at the deluxe resort and not go to a park?
Yep.
I'll make friends with the stranger.
See, I can always go back. I do the parks a lot. I don't see why I couldn't, you know. I bet you know what? I would love to have a week exploring all the Disney stuff to do there that I've really never done. I think I could make a go of it.
That's interesting.
And try telling my wife that, like, oh, we're going to share a room with a stranger.
That's true. Amanda Welker says, would you rather be able to go to the parks every day for a year, but then you can't go back for 10 years, or go for 3 days every year for 10 years?
I would say three days every year for 10 years.
I don't think I can go a decade without it.
Well, I couldn't either.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Gigi Pistone says, would you rather spend an entire day at Magic Kingdom where you meet all the characters with no lines but can't go on any of the actual rides, or would you rather be able to get on all the rides at Magic Kingdom but can't meet any characters? It's rides. I'm taking the rides.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would take rides too, because it's essentially why we go. But you know what? I'd probably be okay with either.
Yeah. Scott Farney says, would you rather time travel to 1955 and meet Walt for 5 minutes, or travel forward to 2065 and purchase a Gray's Sports Almanac?
I will take the meeting Walt.
I will take the almanac, because I would like to be rich and be able to go to Disney a lot more.
I know, but I would hope that you would hook me up if that was the case.
Annie Ransom says, if you could have only one snack at any of the parks for a year, would you rather have only Dole Whips or Mickey Pretzels?
Ooh, man. You know, I'm going to go Mickey Pretzels, which probably isn't popular, but...
You know what? I'm with you
I'm more of a salty guy.
I'm with you on this. I'm more for the savory snack here.
Yep.
Which Tara Dawn said, Dole Whip. Gareth Kinnear says...
I would imagine most people would go Dole Whip.
I would imagine so, too. Gareth Kinnear says, would you rather have a finished Star Wars and Toy Story Land at Studios completed by summer of 2018, or close the park now and close the park for a year and have it ready in 2017?
Nah, I have patience. I'm cool with waiting.
You know what? Close the park down. Give it to me earlier, to be honest.
I don't mind waiting.
Nicholas Austin said, my wife and I actually played this the other day, and she posed a question which I still have not answered. Would you rather stay at any resort you choose free of charge, but you cannot go into Epcot at all, or be able to go to Epcot and have no control over the resort you stay at?
Huh.
So you get to choose your resort, but you can't go to Epcot. Or you can go to Epcot, but like the mystery man chooses your resort for you.
It's a tough one.
I feel like Jamie Doris actually said the same thing I was going to say. He says, can't miss Epcot, and it'll be pretty okay with, I'd be okay with pretty much any resort.
Yeah, I mean, I really just sleep in the room. You know?
Yeah. Christina McSheffrey says, would you rather the Boo to You parade be eliminated or wishes?
Man, I'm going to say an unpopular one. I would say wishes.
I would say wishes too, actually.
I love that Boo to You parade.
I do too. Melissa Johnson says, would you rather have free all-you-can-drink Beverly available to you at the parks for the duration of your trip, or pay for drinks everywhere you go? So either free Beverly, I'm paying for drinks.
Me too. I mean, we pretty much do have access to free Beverly, and I still don't drink it. So.
Exactly. Gareth Kinnear says, I think I can answer that one on behalf of anyone with taste buds. But yeah, like I'd rather pay for drinks that I like than have free drinks that I hate.
Right.
Jeremy Hodges says, would you rather see behind the scenes of Pirates or Haunted Mansion? Like if you were to get stuck and they escorted you backstage.
Oh, Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion, hands down.
Oh, absolutely.
And finally, J.J. Burnett said, would you rather ride only TTA for an entire day or ride Star Tours for an entire day? You could take breaks between, but it's the only ride or attraction you can go on that day. I'm actually going to go Star Tours on this one, because I feel like I can experience all of the Star Tours experiences. It's different each time.
Yeah, I agree. I would. That just mixes it up more.
And that's all of them.
All right, not bad.
Not bad. Do you have any you want to throw out there?
Oh, man, I don't know. Not off the top of my head.
I'm kind of putting you on the spot, I know. All right, so anything else you wanted to discuss this week, or are we about done?
I don't have anything else. What do you got?
Nothing really. I like any kind of thing we can do that includes the listeners.
Right. Of course.
So, you know, this is definitely my kind of topic. Thank you, Dimitri and Anne Ravanas, for giving your blessing for us to do this on this show. And check out Dimitri and Anne doing it on episodes of the Extra Magic Hour, which you can find here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. Their show drops every single Sunday. That's going to do it for Two Men in the Mask this week, folks. Pete, thank you for taking this little journey with me.
Oh, this is nothing but fun.
Yep, absolutely. Folks, please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/twomeninthemouse. We are on Twitter at twomeninthemouse, Instagram at whitedragonpn. The White Dragon Podcast Network is also on Twitter at whitedragonpn, Facebook at facebook.com/WDPodcastNetwork, and we are on Periscope as well at whitedragonpn. Please also join in the discussion in our Disney, our Walt Disney World discussion group, facebook.com/groups/twomeninthemouse. If you want your questions answered on the show, please send an email to questions@twomeninthemouse.com. And if you like the show, please do us the honor of sharing it with your friends and family members, tweet it out, talk it up, give it a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously, and it's only through your kind words and praise that this show will continue to grow and prosper. If you love Peter Mandel and his wonderful comic books for Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, check them out at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or check out roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, or a Universal Orlando resort, please check out our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weicker of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. You can find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him dave@magicaltravel.com. If you're looking for a recipe to wow your friends with, please check out our good friend Tim Elbing over at thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. If you're looking to rent a stroller or crib for your next Walt Disney World vacation, please check out kingdomstrollers.com, which will deliver fairly priced strollers and cribs to your resort for you. And keep track of that Magic Band, folks. Keep track of the money that you're spending with the Magic Band Budget app on the iOS, Apple, iTunes App Store. Check that out also at magicbandbudget.com. And for me, please check out my website, authorkevinjkessler.com, where you can find information leading up to the release and pre-orders for my first novel, Rocinante, which is due out in May. You can also follow me on Twitter at Kevin J. Kessler, and check out my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor. All right, that does it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us, folks, this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
No. Have a good Disney week.
All right. Have a good Disney week, everyone. Please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives, and we will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.